备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
我简单介绍一下我们今天的讲员。
我们简单的介绍今天我们的讲员。
在我们当中，今天我们邀请了 Jack 跟 Linda Pasek。在我们当中，
我们今天有 Jack 和 Linda Pasek 在我们当中，
他们是负责万国儿童布道团的这一个机构或者是事工，
他们是负责万国儿童布道团这个事工。
大家可能已经听过 CEF， 它是很悠久的一个机构，专门唱为到儿童的福音工作来侍奉。
可能大家都听过他们的 CEF 是向全世界的所有的儿童做儿童的报道工作
所以今天我们邀请他们来跟我们分享，他们主要是在 New Jersey Patterson 的地方附近的 New Jersey 的地方侍奉。
他们主要在 New Jersey Carrollton 这个地方来侍奉的
所以我们把时间交给他们，
我们将时间交给他们。
Please welcome Jack and Linda， 我们欢迎他们。
Please welcome Jack and Linda。
Thank OCM Grace Church for inviting us to be here today.
感谢新恩堂邀请我们今天来到这里。
We're honored to speak on your Mission Sunday as representatives of the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, for which we are volunteers.
我们很荣幸作为万国儿童布道团事工的代表，来到你们的宣教主日中来做分享。我们是这个事工的志愿者。
Pastor John asked us to share with you how we came to know Christ and how we came to be involved with the ministry, to involve with and serve in this ministry that is dear to our hearts.
麦牧师邀请我们跟你们分享我们是如何认识基督的，还有我们是如何参与并服侍这个我们非常重视的事工。
We pray you, that you will be blessed and encouraged by what God has done.
我们祷告是你们会因神的作为而得到祝福和鼓励。
We'd like to start by telling you a story.
我们想先跟你们分享一个故事。
Okay. There once was a little girl who loved to visit her grandmother in the city and sit on her big old rocking chair on her front porch. Whenever she...
Sorry. Go ahead. 从前有一个小女孩，他喜欢到城里面探望他的祖母，坐在他房子门前外面的又大又旧的摇摇椅上。
Whenever she would visit, Grandma would flag down the fruit in the vegetable truck that would come by every day, and she would buy some cherries for her at 10 cents per pound.
每当他去拜访的时候，祖母都会拦下每天经过的水果和蔬菜的卡车，他会为他买一些樱桃，每磅十美元。
One day, while enjoying the rocker and the cherries, the little girl observed the poor children living in the tenement buildings across the street.
有一天，这个小女孩一边享受着这个摇摇椅，还有在吃这个樱桃的时候，她观察到住在街对面公寓里面的那些很可怜的孩子们。
They would play on the sidewalk and in the gutters with sticks and stones. They had no toys. And the little girl's heart went out to them.
他们在这个人行道上还有这个排水沟里面去玩石头和树枝。他们没有玩具，小女孩的心非常同情他们。
She didn't come from a wealthy family by any means, but she did have toys.
她不是出生在一个很富裕的家庭，但至少她有玩具。
She prayed in her heart that someday she would be rich enough to buy a dump truck, fill it with toys, and go through the streets of the city distributing them to the children.
她心里面祷告， 总有一天她会有足够的钱来买一辆大卡车，装满了玩具，穿过城市的街道，将它们分给孩子们。
Would you like to know how God answered that prayer?
你想知道神是如何回应这个祷告的吗？
More about that later.
待会儿我会再详细的讲。
But first, we'd like to tell you our story about how we got here today.
但首先我要我想分享的是我们是怎样有今天这个事工的。
Neither of us grew up in a Christian Bible-centered home, but our mothers did see to it that we received some religious education.
我们俩都不是在一个以圣经为中心的基督教家庭里面长大，但我们的母亲让我们接受了一些宗教的教育。
We were high school sweethearts, and after 5 years of dating, we married.
我们是在高中的时候谈恋爱的，谈了五年之后，我们就结婚了。
At that time, we would have said that we believed in God.But we were far from him.
那时候我们会说我们相信上帝，但其实我们离他们很远，离他很远。
After 3 years of a rocky marriage, we finally settled into a stable one, and God blessed us with two beautiful daughters.
经过三年的坎坷的婚姻，我们终于稳定了下来。神赐给我们两个很漂亮的女儿。
He also led us to a marriage retreat weekend where we fell in love again.And our marriage began to thrive. It was there where, for the first time ever, we met people who had something we didn't, a personal relationship with God. But we didn't know how to have that kind of faith.
神来带领我们参加了一个周末的婚姻的退休会，在那里我们再次的相爱。我们的婚姻，开始有了突破。在那里，我们第一次遇到了这样的一些人，他们拥有我们所没有的，就是他们跟神。有了个人的关系，我们不知道怎么样才能够拥有这样的信仰。
It took 7 years of seeking for that something that was missing in our lives. It turned out that that something was someone. Through a series of incredible events, we came to know Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord.
我们花了7年的时间去寻找这件在我们生活中缺少的东西。我们以为是要找到的是某一件东西，结果发现那竟然是一个人。经历了一系列不可思议的事情，我们认识了耶稣基督，他成为了我们的救主。
Still sensing an emptiness in her life, Linda started searching for something, but that would give her further purpose.
Linda 仍然感到生活当中的空虚，她开始寻找可以带给她更多意义的东西。
She tried crafting, painting, delving into nutrition.Sewing, I got a nice leisure suit with a matching tie after that. And dancing for exercise.
他试着学习去做一些手工的制作、绘画，然后钻研营养学、缝纫，还有跳健康的舞蹈。我自己也给自己买了一条很漂亮的休闲的西装，上面系着一条款式相配的领带。
She enrolled in adult education.Middle Eastern dance class at our high school. Having pursued dance as a teen, she found it very easy and excelled at it.
她还参加了成人的中东舞蹈班。她在十几岁的时候就开始追求舞蹈。她觉得跳舞很容易，而且她跳得很出色。
During the next 4 years, she poured her life into it and even taught belly dancing. She had her own troupe.And she even began dancing professionally.
在接下来的四年中，她完全投入到跳舞当中，甚至还教肚皮舞。她有自己的舞团，还开始专业的舞蹈训练。
It was about that time that I realized, as much as I loved dancing, it was not filling that hole in my heart that I later learned, only Jesus can fill. When I began dancing professionally, oh.
大约是在那个时候，我意识到虽然我很喜欢跳舞，但它并没有能够填满我心里面的那个洞。我后来才知道，只有耶稣才能填满。
When I began dancing professionally, I needed a Middle Eastern name. I didn't know where to find one, and I was advised by a nightclub owner to look in the Bible.
当我开始跳这个专业的舞蹈的时候，我需要有一个中东的名字。我不知道哪里才能找到。一个开夜总会的老板建议我在圣经里面去寻找。
So I pulled down the big old Bible that was sitting on our fireplace mantle for years, still in the wrapper, and began reading.
所以我就在把那个放在壁炉架上面多年的那本又大又旧的圣经拿下来。它还在原先的这个包装里面，然后我开始阅读。
I didn't really find a suitable name for dancing, but I figured this book has been around for at least 2,000 years, so maybe I should read it.
我并没有在圣经里面找到合适的用在舞蹈的名字，但是这本书我想已经存放了，已经存在了至少2000年，我应该读一下。
So that she did. She started in Genesis with the intent of reading it straight through. She found it interesting.And she kept telling me what she was reading, what she was learning.
于是她就开始念，她从创世纪开始，打算从头到尾将整本圣经读一遍。她发觉 这本书很有趣，还不断地告诉我在她在书中里面学到的东西。
Then I started getting worried that she would get religious. So I told her, I love you, and I have supported you in all these things that you tried.But if you get religious, I'm afraid I'll divorce you. That didn't deter her, though.
于是我就开始担心她会变得很宗教，所以我告诉她，我爱你，我支持你所做的所有这些事情，但是如果你变得很宗教，我就和你离婚。但这并没有阻止她。
It took until she got into the book of Judges that she said she began to realize that if what she was reading was true, we needed help.
直到他读到《史诗记》的时候，他说他开始意识到，如果他所读的是真的，那么我们真的是需要帮助了。
So we began attending various churches until God led us to the Bible believing Christ-centered church where we have been for over 40 years.
我们开始参加不同的教会，直到神带领我们来到一家相信圣经、以基督为中心的教会。我们已经在那边待了40年。
It was a vacation Bible school for adults that Linda truly believed that the Bible was true and that she is a sinner in need of grace.
Linda 是在她参加成人的暑期圣经学校里面真正的开始相信圣经是真实的，并且她是一个需要恩典的罪人。
Witnessing her newfound faith, it wasn't long afterward that I trusted Christ as my Savior, believing that He died and rose again to pay for my sins.
看到他这个新获的信心，不久之后，我也接受基督是我的救主，相信他死了，然后复活来赎我的罪。
No sooner had we started attending that church that we came in contact with the ministry that we've been serving with ever since.
我们刚开始参加那个教会，就接触到了这个我们一直服侍的事工。
Attendees of our church would occasionally speak for a few minutes about how they were serving the Lord during the ministry spotlight part of the Sunday service.
在主日崇拜分享事工的时候，我们教会的弟兄姊妹偶尔会花几分钟的时间来讲一讲他们是如何侍奉主的。
One day we heard a woman tell of having a weekly Bible club of elementary children in her home.
有一天我们听到一位姊妹说，在她家里面为在当地上小学的孩子每周开设一个圣经班。
When the service let out, I ran into another woman I knew who lived like two blocks from us, and I voiced my interest about what we had just heard.
当崇拜结束的时候，我碰到了另一个我认识的姊妹，她的家离我们只有两个街口。我跟她说对刚才听到的内容很感兴趣。
She felt the same. Our intrigue turned to excitement as we both expressed how we felt burdened for the lost children, including our children's friends.
她也有同感，对那些迷失的孩子，包括我们孩子的朋友，我们表达了我们共同的负担。这个共同的负担和兴趣让我们感到很兴奋。
These were unchurched children who might never step inside a church, but would perhaps be allowed to attend a neighborhood Bible club.
那些从没去过教会的孩子，他们可能永远不会走进教会，但也许会被允许参加附近的圣经班。
We also expressed how we would like to have a club, but didn't think we could do it alone. We decided to pray about doing one together.
我们还谈到了我们很希望开办一个圣经班，但我们没有办法独立的完成。我们决定祷告一起去开办一个圣经班。
Should we stop? They don't have the slides.
Let's keep going.
Yeah. Okay. We began attending the free classes offered by the North Jersey Chapter of Child Evangelism Fellowship, or CEF for short.
我们开始参加由万国儿童布道团北泽西分会的这个 CEF， 简称 CEF， 他们所提供的免费的课程。
CEF supported us by the excellent training that we received and through the gospel-centered materials and the fellowship and encouragement of like-minded people. Would you like to hear about that club we had?
I have a couple of facts. Oh, I'm sorry.
CEF 给我们提供了非常优秀的培训，是以福音为中心的材料，还有跟志同道合的人一同团契和彼此的鼓励。
If you'd like to hear about the Bible club we had, I have a couple of fascinating stories, but more about that later.
你们想听听关于我们的圣经班的事吗？我有几个引人入胜的故事，但稍后我们会详细的讲。
I'll tell you this for now. Over the next 5 years, we had approximately 500 children enrolled in that club.
现在我可以告诉你们的是，在之后的五年里，我们有大约500名的儿童报名参加。
At this point, we'd like to explain a little bit more about CEF itself.
现在我们想更多的解释一下 CEF 本身。
It got its start in 1937 when a country preacher named J. Irvin Overholtzer, who felt he was not having as much success in this ministry as he had hoped, read a sermon from Charles Spurgeon, where Spurgeon said, "A child of five, if properly instructed, could as truly believe and be regenerated as an adult."
他始于1937年，当时一位名叫 J. Irvin Overholtzer 的乡村传道人，他认为自己的事工没有像他希望的那样取得成功，他就读了一篇斯布珍的讲道。斯布珍说，一个五岁的孩子如果得到适当的引导，可以像成年人一样真正相信重生。
He didn't believe itBut he decided to test the statement by engaging with young children and presenting them with a clear presentation of the gospel.
他虽然不相信，但他决定去验证这一说法。于是他去接触年轻的孩子们，并清楚地向他们传讲福音。
He was excited to find that Spurgeon was right. So that became the focus of his life.Spreading the idea of having home Bible clubs for children outside the walls of the church.
让他兴奋的是，斯布珍是对的。从此，这成了他生活的重心，就是大力宣传在教会以外为儿童开设家庭圣经班。
The mission statement of CEF is a child evangelism fellowship.Is a Bible-centered worldwide organization composed of born-again believers whose purpose is
CEF 的使命宣言是万国儿童布道团是一个以圣经为中心的全球性组织，由重生的信徒组成，其宗旨是
to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to disciple them in the Word of God.And establish them in a local church for Christian living.
向男孩和女孩传讲主耶稣基督的福音，用神的话语培训他们，并在当地的教会中建立他们的基督徒生活。
Mr. Overholtzer took this idea around the world, and at this point in time, CEF is the largest mission agency to children in the world. There is only one country.Where CEF does not have an ongoing public work.
Overholtzer 先生将 CEF 带到了世界各地。现在 CEF 是世界上最大的儿童宣教机构，只有一个国家的 CEF 是没有正在进行工作的。
Today, there are over 3,500 missionaries on staff that are supported by tens of thousands of volunteers like us.
今天在职的宣教士有超过3500名，并且受到了成千上万的像我们这样的志愿者的支持。
Last year, over 300,000 people were trained.
去年超过300,000的人接受了培训。
To conduct over 55,000 clubs, reaching over.
在超过55,000个圣经班。
15,000 children with a face-to-face presentation of the gospel.
向15,000名的儿童面对面传讲福音。
Oh wait, that's a mistake. That should be 15 million children with a face-to-face presentation of the gospel last year alone.
等等，是搞错了。这应该是仅仅去年一年向1,500,000的儿童面对面的传讲福音。
It's pretty amazing. CEF Bible clubs are held anywhere children can be gathered, in homes, schools, community centers, parks, etc.
相当的了不起。CEF 圣经班在儿童可以聚集的任何地方举行，可以在家庭、学校、社区中心、公园等。
The primary ministry of CEF is the weekly Good News Club, which more and more are being held in public schools. And what better time?For that to be happening than now.
CEF 的主要事工是每周一次的福音圣经班，在越来越多的公立学校举办。还有比现在更好的时机吗？
When CEF started and clubs were held in homes, childhood innocence was being guarded, and children were taught just reading, writing, and arithmetic, and homemaking and personal hygiene.
当 CEF 在家里面举行的时候，童年的纯真被保护起来，孩子们会学习三个 R， 阅读、写作和算术，还有家务以及个人的卫生。
Contrast that to today, especially with what they're being taught by the new health education standards.
这跟今天我们新的健康教育标准所教的内容形成鲜明的对比。
Another core ministry,of CEF is the 5-day club held for 5 consecutive days in the summer, which is like a traveling VBS, Vacation Bible School, reaching children where they are in the summertime, such as backyards, parks, and recreation centers.
另一个核心的事工是五天圣经班，在夏季连续举办五天，就像一个移动的暑期圣经学校。去到孩子们在夏天会去的地方，比如说房子的后院、公园和娱乐场所。
And CEF also has a number of party club kits, which are for holding one-time clubs with themes around holidays such as Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day, or themed around fun like watermelon or ice cream.
CEF 还有一些现成的开 party 的工具，用于举办以圣诞节复活节、情人节等假期为主题的，或以西瓜或冰淇淋等好玩有趣为主题的一次性的圣经班。
The most important thing is that in every club meeting, the gospel is woven through all the elements of the club, including the Bible lesson, the memory verse, and wonder time, exciting songs, review games, and missionary stories.
最重要的是，在每一次的聚会中，福音都贯穿于所有的节目中，包括圣经课。京剧背诵、奇妙时光、欢乐的歌曲、游戏复习和宣教故事。
CEF has two great strengths for the equipping of anyone who wishes to be involved to work effectively in children's ministry, whether it be in CEF clubs, in their church, or even with their own children.
CEF 有两大的优势，可以装备任何希望有效从事儿童事工的人。无论是在 CEF 圣经班，在他们的教会，甚至是教导自己的孩子。
The two strengths are comprehensive training and high quality teaching materials.
这两大的优势是全面的培训和优质的教材。
The comprehensive training that CEF offers includes individual classes of a wide variety of topics that can be taken online or locally in person.
CEF 提供的全面的培训包括各种主题的单独课程，可以在网上或本地亲自参加。
And CF also offers a 30-hour college-accredited teaching children effectively course online or locally.
CF 还提供30小时的大学认可的在网上或者本地有效教学儿童课程。
For teens, we have CYIA, which stands for Christian Youth in Action. It's a summer ministry training school to train teens to serve in five-day clubs during the summer.
对于青少年，我们有 CYIA， 它的意思是基督教青少年在行动。这是一所暑期事工培训学校，是在培训青少年在整个夏天为期五天的圣经班中侍奉。
And then, for people who wish to go into full-time missionary work with CEF or any other children's ministry, there is a three-month extensive program with the Children's Ministry Institute located in Missouri.
然后，对于希望在 CEF 或任何其他儿童事工中从事全职宣教工作的人，密苏里州的儿童事工学院有一个为期三个月的全面培训课程。
CEF also offers high-quality teaching materials. This is why Linda fell in love with CEF. From club organization, to lesson plans, to visuals, to scripture put to energetic music.
CEF 还提供高质量的教材，这就是 Linda 爱上 CEF 的原因。从俱乐部组织筹划到课程计划、图片和圣经经文的使用，还有充满活力的音乐。
The materials are all focused on presenting the complete gospel to every child at every meeting and giving the unsaved children an opportunity to respond to the invitation to receive Christ, as well as an encouragement for the saved children to grow.
这些材料都专注于在每次的聚会中向每个孩子展示完整的福音，让还没有得救的孩子有机会回应接受基督的邀请，并鼓励得救的孩子成长。
Well, to continue the story in her home, there are two instances where sowing with tears resulted in reaping with joy.
我继续讲我的朋友和我在他家中举办福音圣经班五年的故事。有两个故事是流泪播种，结果是收获喜悦。
Our daughter Jennifer, who was in third grade at the time of the Good News Club, came home crying one day.Telling me that the girl who sits behind her was a bully and would frequently grab her markers and scribble with them till the points would break off.
我们的女儿 Jennifer 在 GNC 上这个三年级的时候，有一天回家，她哭着告诉我，学校里坐在她后面的那个女孩是个恶霸，经常抓着她的彩色的记号笔乱涂乱画，直到笔尖断裂。
It was breaking my heart to know that our little girl was being bullied. And I wanted to handle this God's way and provide a godly lesson for her.
知道这个女孩欺负我女儿，我很心痛。我想用神的方法来处理这个问题，并且教导 Jennifer 一个敬虔的功课。
I prayed for wisdom as to how to handle this, and that night the Lord brought me to Luke 6:27-31 in our daily devotions.
我向神求智慧，如何处理这件事。那天晚上，主在我的灵修中，让我读到路加福音六章二十七到三十一节。
It says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back.
你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，诅咒你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告，凡求你的就给他，有人夺你的东西去，不要再要回来。
So what did we do? Well, now this may not be the way everyone would handle this, but our daughter suggested giving Allison her own set of markers. So we went shopping and came home with two new sets of markers.
那结果我们做什么呢？这可能不是每一个人都会处理的方法，但我们的女儿建议送给 Allison 一套记号笔，于是我们就去购物，买了两套新的记号笔回家。
The next day. Yeah. The next day, when Allison attempted to grab Jen's markers, she turned around and plopped the new set of markers on Allison's desk and said very lovingly, "Here." Well, Allison was stunned.
第二天, 当 Allison 又试图抓住 Jennifer 的记号笔的时候, 她转身将新的一套笔放在 Allison 的桌子上, 非常亲切地说, 给你。 Allison 非常惊讶。
Soon after, Jennifer invited her to Good News Club, and she not only came, but she received Jesus as her savior.
不久之后, Jennifer 邀请她到福音圣经班, 她不仅来了, 还接受了耶稣为她的救主。
Now the point of this story is that Allison was turned around. She never took Jen's markers again, and they actually became friends.
这个故事的重点是 Allison的回转, 她再也没有拿过Jennifer的记号笔, 他们还变成了朋友。
We lost touch with Allison after elementary school, but one day I received a call from 16-year-old Allison inviting us to come to her baptism. Jennifer and I both sowed in tears, and we reaped in joy.
小学毕业之后, 我们跟Allison失去了联系, 但有一天我接到了16岁Allison的电话, 邀请我们来接受她的洗礼。 Jennifer和我是在泪水中播种, 在喜悦中收获。
There's another great story having to do with that first Good News Club.
另外还有一个跟第一个圣经,福音圣经班有关的故事。
Katie was another one of our children's friends who came to the club and responded to the invitation to receive Christ as her Savior.
Katie是我们孩子的另外一位朋友,她来到这个圣经班,并接受了基督为她的救主。
And she developed a desire to go to church and asked her parents, who at the time were on the verge of divorce, to take her. They were surprised, but they did.
她很想去教会,她就要她的父母带她去,但她的父母即将要离婚,她的父母听了这个要求之后就觉得很惊讶,但最终他们还是带她去了。
Through the sowing of the word of God in Katie's life, we were able to rejoice as her whole family eventually came to faith in Christ. Her parents didn't divorce, and they actually became very involved and effective in marriage ministry.
通过在Katie的生命当中去播种上帝的话语,他们全家都信靠了基督,我们因此欢欣鼓舞,他的父母最终没有离婚,相反,他们投入在婚姻的事工当中,而他们的事工也很有效果。
Now, fast forward 20 years. After 7 years of marriage, our own daughter left her husband for 9 months, and they were on the verge of divorce. We were heartbroken, praying incessantly. But again, God worked through incredible circumstances.
20年之后,我们自己的女儿结婚7年之后,离开了丈夫9个月。他们处于离婚的边缘,我们心痛不已,不住地祷告。再一次, 神在让人难以置信的情况下工作。By divine
intervention, our daughter was connected to Katie's mom, who began to mentor her. She told me one day, "Mom, she gives me Bible homework."
在神的引导下,我们的女儿联系上了Katie的妈妈。Katie的妈妈开始指导她。有一天,她告诉我,妈妈,她给我圣经作业。
Through the word of God that was sown in Katie's heart, and then in her mom's heart, and then in our daughter's heart, we were able to sing with joy when our Jennifer announced one day that she would go back to her husband because she wanted to obey God.
神的话播种在Katie的心里面,然后在她妈妈的心里面,然后在我们女儿的心里面,有一天她宣布她会回到丈夫的身边,因为她想顺服上帝。
She had been happily married ever since, has been happily married ever since, and we have three beautiful grandchildren as a result.
从那以后,她的婚姻一直很美满,这样我们就有了三个漂亮的孩子,孙子。
After that first Good News Club ran its course, we continued serving in CEF in various roles, but also were privileged to conduct another club that lasted for another 5 years, in the very elementary school that she and I attended as children.
在第一个福音圣经班开始之后，我们继续在 CEF 担任各样的角色。我们也有幸在我们都上过的小学里举办了一个圣经班，这个圣经班已经持续了五年。
It was in that public school that Linda felt honored as a child whenever it was her turn to read the daily Bible scripture in passage in class. Does anyone remember being able to read the Bible in public school?
正是在那一所的公立学校里面念书的时候，每当轮到 Linda 在课堂上朗诵每日经文的时候，她都感到很荣幸。有人记得在公立学校能读圣经的事吗？
Little did she know that years later, she would be teaching the Bible in an after-school club in that very school.
她所不知道的是，多年之后，她会在那所学校的一个课后圣经班教导圣经。
Since that time, we have been involved in other clubs, and we are both serving on the committee for the North Jersey chapter of CEF.
从那时起，我们一直参与圣经班的活动。我们都在 CEF 北泽西分会的委员会任职。
Now, remember the story about the little girl in the rocking chair and her prayer? Well, that took place in Patterson around 1955, and that little girl was me.
还记得之前提到的关于摇摇椅上的这个小女孩和她的祷告的故事，那是发生在1955年左右，地点是在Patterson, 那个小女孩就是我。
I had forgotten that prayer as the years went by, but apparently God did not.
随着岁月的流逝，我已经忘记了那个祷告，但显然上帝没有。
Nearly 50 years later, as I was packing bags of take-home follow-up materials and goodies that we give to the children on the first day of clubs in the Patterson Parks, which included candy and a little toy, I remembered that prayer.
将近50年之后，正当我在收拾要带回家的这些跟进的材料，还有我们第一天在 Patterson 公园圣经班分派给孩子们的礼物的时候，这些礼物里面有糖果和一些小玩具，我想起了那个祷告。
I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that even though I did not know the Lord when I prayed as a little girl, He answered that prayer and so much more abundantly.
我突然意识到，即使我不认识主，也就是当我还是个小女孩的时候，她回应了那个祷告，她的回应而且比我求的更丰富。
Not only had he given me the desire of my heart to bring toys to the children, but also the precious word of life.
他不仅在我的内心赐给了我能给孩子们带来玩具的渴望，还给了我宝贵的生命之道。
That we were even going to the Patterson Parks to conduct five-day clubs in government-run day camps was another amazing event that could only have been orchestrated by God because of the way it came about. It's not like we thought to ourselves, oh.
我们去 Patterson 公园在政府经营的日营中举办为期五天的圣经班活动。这是另一件非常奇妙的事情，因为它的发生只能是神的作为。
It's not like we said to ourselves, let's start a ministry to children in the parks of Patterson. It didn't happen that way.
这不是我们在任何时候对自己说，让我们在 Patterson 公园开始孩子们的事工，不是那样发生的。
One day, I received a call from our local CEF director asking me to do something that he was not able to take on at the time. A small church in Patterson wanted someone to present the gospel during their VBS closing assembly.
有一天，我接到当地 CEF 主任的电话，让我去做他当时没能做的一件事情。Patterson 的一个小教会希望有人在他们的 VBS 闭幕会上宣讲福音。
I didn't want to do it. I had never done anything like that. It was totally out of my comfort zone, and I agonized about it.
我不想做，我从来没有做过，这完全超出了我的舒适区，我很挣扎。
But scriptures ran through my mind like 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word and be ready in season and out of season.
但我的脑海里面出现了许多的经文，像提摩太后书4:2，务要传道，无论得时不得时。
After praying about it, I kept sensing the nudging of the Holy Spirit and had a strong feeling that's what God wanted. So I used the training I had taken based on the wordless book.
为这件事情祷告之后，我不断感受到圣灵的催逼，强烈的感受到这是神所要的。于是运用我曾经在培训中所学到的，我就去做了。
And I did it.
我就去做了。
After the program, one of the mothers named Angie approached me to ask about the presentation I gave.
会议结束之后，其中有一位妈妈名叫 Angie。他过来询问关于我演讲的内容。
I told her it came from my CEF training, and I shared a bit about CEF and Good News Clubs and five-day clubs. Then she asked if I would do a five-day club in her backyard. I did.
我告诉她这是来自我的 CEF 的培训。我分享了一些关于 CEF 的，还有这个福音圣经班，五天圣经班的信息。然后她问我是否愿意在她的房子后院举办一个为期五天的圣经班，我很愿意，也做了。
After seeing the club, she said to me, "You need to do this all over Patterson." I wondered, God, how is that going to happen?
她看了这个圣经班之后，告诉我说，你要在整一个 Patterson 做这件事情。我便询问神，神啊，这怎么做呢？
Well,Angie just happened to be the babysitter for the director of parts and recreation department. She gave me his phone number and said to tell, she told me to say, Angie told me to call.
Angie 恰好是这个公园以及康乐部主任的保姆，她把主任的电话号码给了我，并跟我说 Angie 让我打给你。
It turned out that the parks and recreation department sponsors day camps in Patterson.I had no idea. So I called and I asked if it was possible for us to do Bible clubs in the camps. He said, sure. There it was, a ready-made mission field.
结果发现公园康乐部赞助了 Patterson 的日营，我事先并不知道，所以我打电话问我们是否可以在营地里面开圣经班。他说，当然可以，这真是一个现成的宣教场。
So, for the past 23 summers, God has blessed us with five-day clubs in the day camps of Patterson. The clubs are held for 1 week. Some years, we've had enough volunteers to hold clubs for 2 weeks.
在过去的23个夏天里，上帝在 Patterson 的日营中赐福给我们，让我们开办了五天圣经班。圣经班举行一周，其中有一些年，我们有足够的志愿者来举办两周的圣经班。
This past summer, for 1 week, 30 volunteers of all ages, teens to adults, from various churches in the area, were able to go to 10 locations, some in parks, some in schools, and some in community centers.
在过去的这个夏天里，在一周的时间里，有来自不同教会的30名不同年龄的志愿者，从青少年到成人，到十个不同的地点，有一些在公园，有一些在学校和社区中心。
Even though our numbers have been down since the pandemic, we reached 245 children this summer with a face-to-face presentation of the gospel, and these are some of the pictures of our clubs this year.
尽管疫情以来，我们的人数一直在下降。我们在今年夏天已经接触到了245名儿童，跟他们面对面传福音。这些是我们今年一些圣经班的照片。
39 boys and girls indicated that they believed in Jesus for salvation for the first time, and they were counseled for assurance.
有39名的男孩和女孩表示，他们是第一次接受耶稣的救恩，我们确保他们的信仰是真的。
And one of the volunteers who has joined us in Patterson in recent years, in case you didn't know, was your own Pastor John. He has been a blessed addition to our teams, and he has developed a heart for the ministry of CEF. And that's how we got here today.
万一你们不知道，最近几年来在 Patterson 加入我们的志愿者之一的有你们的牧师麦牧师。 他的加入是我们团队的祝福，他很有心从事 CEF 的事工，这就是我们今天来到这里的原因。
Scripture tells us in Psalm 37:4, Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. It's our desire.
诗篇37篇四节说，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
It's our desire to continue to see God work through CEF Bible clubs and as his people carry the seed of the precious word of God to the children for Christ.
我们渴望继续看到上帝通过 CEF 圣经班工作，使用他的子民为基督将上帝宝贵话语的种子传给孩子们。
In Matthew 18:14, Jesus said, So it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Whether
马太福音十八章十四节，主耶稣说，你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子里失上一个。
Whether sowing the word of God or harvesting the hearts of children for Jesus, through CEF Bible clubs, we have many times seen him answering the desires of our hearts, because they are the desires of his heart. Whether we're sowing seeds or harvesting fruit for Jesus, we rejoice. This ministry rocks.
无论是为主耶稣播种上帝的话语，还是收获孩子的心，通过 CEF 圣经班，我们多次看到主回应了我们内心的渴望，因为他们也是主内心的渴望。无论我们是为耶稣播种，还是收获果实，我们都欢欣鼓舞。这个事工很棒。
So, if we have piqued your interest in this morning into our passion, investing in the lives of unchurched children through Bible clubs, and would like to know more about the ministry, we'll be available after the service today for as long as necessary to chat with you, and we have some literature to pick up if you would like.
因此，如果我们今天早上激发了你对我们事工的兴趣，通过圣经班投资在还没有参加教会的儿童身上，并且想了解更多有关事工的信息，我们会有时间在崇拜结束之后与你详谈。我们有一些阅读的材料可供取阅。
And we also invite you to look around our website. It's cefnorthjersey.org.There you can find links to the international organization, as well as a wealth of information about CEF clubs, training courses, and ministry materials.
我们还邀请您阅览我们的网站 cefnorthjersey.org. 你可以在其中找到国际组织的链接，还有以及有关这个 CEF 圣经班培训课程和事工材料的大量信息。
You can also find the various ways you can support the ministry if you are moved to do so, by volunteering for direct club involvement, or by committee support, or by signing up to be a prayer partner, or of course, financially.
你还可以找到支持事工的各种方式。如果你愿意的话，可以直接参与分会做志愿者，或通过委员会支持。或成为祷告的伙伴，当然还有经济的支持。
And we heartily encourage you to come to our fall dinner this coming Thursday. It is free, but you must register online.
而且我们衷心的鼓励你们在这个星期四来参加我们的秋季晚宴，它是免费的，但你必须在网上注册。
Once again, we thank you for the opportunity to share with you today.
再次感谢你们今天有机会跟你们做这一次的分享。
感谢Jack and Linda Pozak 带来的美好信息。
我哋好感谢 Jack 同埋 Linda 带俾我哋美好嘅信息，
也让我们再一次学习怎样随时随地的传讲福音。
去播种撒将神福音的种子灌穿，
俾我哋学习到点样去播种，将福音嘅种子去广传。
现在请大家一起起立，我们唱一首回应的诗歌《引人归主》。
请大家起立，我哋唱一首回应嘅。